Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast all about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm your host, Haley O'Brien. In this episode, Discover NEPA's Don Jacobs will join us to tell us about a historical geocaching adventure in honor of America's 250th anniversary. And WVIA's Kat Bolis will give us details on an NEPA eco tour coming up. That's a 2-day cycling trip around Northeast Pennsylvania. We will start with Don Jacobs today here in the studio. How are you?
Haley, I am fantastic, and it's not hard to be optimistic and really good-natured right now. The weather's been great. Things are happening all over the place, and I'm excited to share those stories both here with you and, you know, go wild with Discover NEPA. We've been out doing some really crazy, cool things that people can do, like kayaking, for example, right? I mean, there's people that rent kayaks. There's a Five Mountain in Chickshinny. There's Susquehanna Canoe and Kayak up in Falls. And all you got to do is get a hold of them and say, listen, we're novice, this and that. We want to go 4 miles. We want to go 3 miles. They'll rent you one. They'll pick you up, take you back. Those are the kind of adventures I do with my kids. And now they're starting to do with my grandkids, right? They've got their own kayaks and stuff. Riverfest coming up in June. Wyoming Valley Riverfest. He's renting kayaks. Art Kuba from Susquehanna and Brian Swingle from down there. They rent kayaks, and they'll actually pick you up at the grounds of Riverfest, which is Nesbitt Park, and take you up to where they're starting, and your car will be where the end is. So all of that is made easy for you.
Nice.
Have you ever kayaked?
I do like kayaking. Now, I've never gone a distance.
Right.
I'll just go out for a half hour and then turn around and go back.
So you're a lake kayaker?
Yeah, I go to Francis Slocum or Lackawanna State
Park. Yeah, so he rents kayaks there, Art Kuba.
Okay.
But the river's totally different because it was funny. We just did a story with him for Go Wild, and the wind was blowing in our face, but the water had enough current that even though I felt I'm not going anywhere, I must be going back up, I was actually going down. And it's a sensation that you don't get too often. We saw deer. We saw everything on those trips. Eagles on the Susquehanna River, which I did never see when I was growing up. Now you can see them simply by kayaking. Another really crazy story we did. Did you ever go down the coal mine in Lackawanna County?
Oh, yeah, as a kid.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Right? So I thought, boy, we could go wild doing that. So we got a private tour with Bill Neidlinger. He's one of the very few coal foremans left, and you have to have a foreman in order to run a mine. So he takes us down, and we're walking around. He's giving us all the history. You know, that just was a great story, and they do it throughout the week for families. Like, if you're at McDade Park, just stop in and say, want to go down, but make sure you bring a coat, because it's always cold down there, right?
Yes.
Another great thing that you can do.
Yeah.
So we've been playing around with other stories for Go Wild. We're going fly fishing, right? So the first week of June and July, June and the second week, we can call it bug month or bug week, because every bug is emerging, from caddis to mayflies, and the fly fishermen get real excited about that. So they've been waiting for the perfect water temperature, perfect flow in those streams. So end of May into the middle of June, all the fly fishermen get out there and have fun.
And what is fly fishing?
So you use a rod, right, that you control with your hand. On the end of your line is a fly that somebody tied to imitate a certain bug. So green drake, March browns, simple caddises. And what you do is you stand by the edge of the stream and you're looking for all the bugs with the most population. And then you'll start seeing the trout coming up and grabbing them out of the water. Your goal is to put a fly on your line that looks just like that natural one and cast it out there and let it float over a trout and then boom, and he gobbles it up. It's just exciting, right? Because you've got that fly out there and you could see your fly and then there's a big splash. So fly fishing, and if you've never done it before, find somebody that does it and let them take you. You know, I started my kids at Francis Slocum with a fly rod and a little popper, right? Just a little piece of cork with some fuzzy things on it. And you make your cast, and bluegills will come up and go and suck it in, and then you get to fight it by doing this. You're not reeling. So it's just a totally different way of fishing. But fly fishermen, I'll tell you, it's really never about catching a fish. It's the solitude, the personal satisfaction, the orchestra of it the sense of being one with nature. So I love fly fishing. Now's the time. They're all excited. Bug weeks are coming up on that too. But geocaching, you had mentioned geocaching. Have you ever geocached?
I think I did it once.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an app on your phone, and it's just geocaching, and hidden everywhere. Like probably around here, I'll bet you there's 30 or 40 geocaches. And they could be anything from a little a box that big to a key to anything. So what you do is you go online, you go on your phone, and you look for a geocache near you, mm-hmm. and you hit the button, and it'll take you right to it and get you probably within 15 or 20 feet, and then you have to find it, right? The story's on Go Wild. It's geocaching in Monroe County. So a friend of mine, Kathy Euler, she decides that to celebrate 250 Monroe County Way, she went into several places and hid geocaches. Like the one we found was right next to a tombstone of a guy that was on the boat with George Washington.
Wow.
Right? The Indian Museum, which is one of the very few Native American Indian museums on the East Coast, is right there in the Poconos. There was one hidden in a tree near there. So Kathy Euler will explain how she does it and how you do it and why she does it right now.
There are several committees working on Monroe 250, and mine is the Environmental Committee that I belong on, and they were trying to come up with ideas on doing something special. I love geocaching. I wanted to create a geocache in each of 20 municipalities in Monroe County that demonstrate the very best of human or natural history. Things that people don't know about, things that people should see, because the geocache has a description, so you learn about it and then you go see it. When you find it, there's a stamper inside the geocache. They stamp the geocache. When they find all 20 of them, they get a prize.
And I'll tell you, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's like a giant treasure hunt. You're looking at your phone, you're getting closer, and then you look around, and like she, in the story, she says, just look for something unusual, like maybe not natural,
okay.
or something hanging in a tree that shouldn't be hanging in a tree, mm-hmm. right? And then you take out the paper, and you just go ahead and mark wherever you find one, right? And you have fun doing it. You take your kids, you do whatever. And these pamphlets that she was talking about, mm-hmm. They're at Dunkelberger's, they're at the Indian Museum, the Stroud Rec Hall. You could probably get them at the county courthouse. But it's all about education, celebrating 250, and at the same time, having fun.
Yeah.
Grab a kid and go geocaching.
Wow, what a great way to explore the history of the area.
Absolutely.
And Kathy just did it all on her own.
The oldest cemetery in Pennsylvania is in Stroudsburg.
Wow.
Yeah, really,
I never knew that.
Really, really cool. So right now, all the parks are open, the pools and the beaches, right? They open a Memorial Day weekend. The hiking trails are really good. And I think one of the very first podcasts that we did, I talked about a Hunter Lacomas who was trying to walk the entire Appalachian Trail.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of May, he will have gone almost 1,000 miles. And in the first week of June, at some point, he will be entering Pennsylvania in the Poconos and get off for a little bit. So June 10th is his birthday, so he's going to get off for 3 days, but he's going to make it. He's over 1,000 miles. He's in Pennsylvania, and we're going to tie up with him for a Go Wild sort of wrap up with that, too. You know, and you don't have to hike the Appalachian Trail. Find a little 2-mile hike that's flat and go for a walk.
Wow, that's cool. Certainly an inspiring story, and you know, not that everyone is expected to do a...
Drop your job and...
Right, and do something like that, but maybe it'll inspire people to check out the trail for a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, a nice chunk of it goes through Pennsylvania.
Wow, wow, very interesting. Well, I'm going to keep enjoying this beautiful weather. This is my favorite time of year.
And you run too, right?
Did I see you
in a 5K?
Yeah, you know, and I recently started doing trail running.
They're nice.
I'm not going to say that I like trail running. It's a fun challenge every once in a while.
Now, as you trail run, do you get to take like a slower movement and look for wildlife and enjoy any of it? Or is it really just you're gone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't try to be fast. I try to take it easy. I'm always just trying not to fall with the downhills, you know? And then, you know, I take it easy on the uphill too. So it's a combination of hiking and then running when you can.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wish you well. I hope you don't fall.
Thank you.
And share your favorite run the next time we do this.
All right, I will. Yeah, that sounds good.
I look forward to it.
This is Plant People, a gardening segment from WVIA News, highlighting local gardening projects, tips, and inspiration. On a recent evening after school, more than a dozen Girl Scouts and students are drawing on a chalkboard at Kingston's new community garden. What was once an empty lot in the Luzerne County neighborhood has transformed into a vibrant learning space.
The more roots you have, the stronger the tomato is. So if you have a shallow...
Jayanne Chernikowski is teaching the group how to plant tomatoes. She's the founder of the nonprofit that operates the garden. It's called Green Neighbors Network.
It is a community garden, parks and recreation, cleanup, recycling, and sustainability.
Young helpers learn about gardening and environmentally responsible practices here. 9-year-old Ava Kambach is one of many volunteers helping to prepare the garden for its first summer.
Basically what we do, we pull up the weeds, we plant, and we make some mud balls. It's mud with seeds in the middle, and once it rains, the mud goes away, and then the seeds go into the soil and it plants wildflowers.
The nonprofit has hosted a seed swap and plans to host many more events rooted in its mission. As for what they're planting here, they have more than a dozen berry bushes and will soon plant some fruit trees. 8-year-old Chip Granovetter planted yellow watermelon last year at home. He's excited to plant it in the community garden this year and share it with friends.
It tastes like watermelon, but like sweet on better. It also looks better. I don't know how, just because it's yellow, not red.
Chip's mom, Hava, is a board member.
Yeah, we're doing some tomatillos. We're doing cucamelons. They look like little teeny weeny watermelons. So we're doing some of those fun things. We're doing spoon tomatoes, which are really, really tiny. You can fit about 8 of them on a teaspoon. We're putting some fun stuff in with the practical. Just, you know, everyone needs more whimsy.
Local parents and community members make up the board. Jessica Miller is a longtime gardener.
I've known Jayanne for over 25 years. She is always calling me for gardening advice. I'm a huge gardener, been for a long time.
Alex Crossley, another board member, says she's not yet a gardener.
I live two streets over and happened to see it on Facebook and thought, well, let me come over and check it out. I have two young girls, and we came over and saw how great it was. And then I went a little further and asked her if I could be involved with painting a panel on the fence.
Each panel on the fence that surrounds the garden was painted by a local artist.
So just being here and being a part of the art and then being a part of the whole construction of getting the garden started from the ground up has really been awesome and life-changing. I've met all these new people.
A farm stand next to the garden will offer free produce to the public throughout the season.
So we'll pick when it's time to harvest and we'll put it over there, and then people are free to come and take whatever it is they need.
Plant People is an occasional gardening segment from WVIA News. For more, visit wvia.org/plantpeople. Back now with WVIA's Kat Bola. She's here to tell us about an upcoming bike tour.
Yeah, so it's called the NEPA Eco Tour, and it's on June 6th and 7th. It's a two-day cycling tour. It starts in Ararat Township in Susquehanna County, and it ends in Berwick in Columbia County. And it's not an overnight bike tour, but it is about 90 miles over 2 days.
Over the 2 days, the cyclists will ride down the D&H Rail Trail, the Heritage Trail, the Luzerne County Levee Trail, and the Susquehanna Warrior Trail.
We felt the course was a great way to tie in all of the different connected trail routes and an opportunity for people to experience what it's like to bike the entire valley.
That's Owen Warsbit. He's an avid cyclist and director of operations at Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority. He created the route.
It definitely has the opportunity to show people how you can navigate the entire valley on a bike.
Rachel Stark is program manager for the Pennsylvania Environmental Council. She helped plan the ride.
Really showcasing how connected this trail network is, not only as a transportation hub, but also a recreation and a tourism opportunity.
There will be trail gaps, including a significant one from Taylor to Duryea, where cyclists will have to ride on road. Stark says the tour is geared towards both avid cyclists and those just starting off biking. The NEPA Eco Tour is open to 40 cyclists who must have their own bikes.
The first day you start in Ararat Township, Susquehanna County, you'll ride down the DNH Trail, which is maintained by the Rail Trail Council of NEPA. Then you'll pick up the Heritage Trail in Fell Township that rides through kind of Lackawanna County along the Lackawanna River, and you'll end in Scranton. And then you'll go have a beer at Groove Brewing in Scranton. You know, the cyclists will go to sleep. They'll wake up the next day. They'll meet in Scranton. They'll wake up the next day and they'll meet in Berwick. And then they'll be driven back to Scranton, reunited with their bikes, which will be stored overnight. And then they'll ride from Scranton down the Heritage Trail. There's trail gaps, which is kind of one of the things that, you know, the groups hope to point out on the bike ride is that, hey, there's these trail gaps and we would love some funding to fill them in, or to even, you know, maybe a trail, you might never be able to make a trail there. You'll always have to ride on the road somewhere, just maybe to put some more signage up or whatever. So eventually they'll end up on the Levee Trail in Luzerne County, and then they will pick up the Warrior Trail, and then they'll end in Berwick.
Wow, so many trails.
So many trails, yeah. Four total trails. And again, there's like little trails that spur off a lot of them. There's ways to ride on the road. And, you know, the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, it's a fundraiser for that group. They call themselves PEC. But it's also to kind of show people that there are these trails and they do connect in certain places, and you could kind of use them as a transportation route, maybe not just recreationally, but if you live in Carbondale and you work in Scranton, hey, here's a way that maybe you could bike down to work, you know, if you had to. I mean, the ride back would suck because it's all uphill. But that's one of the reasons why they picked this route, was because it's a little easier. It's downhill. You know, you don't have to be this like crazy avid cyclist to go on the tour. So
I was going to ask about that. 85 miles in 2 days. I don't think I could do that.
You could. I think you could.
Okay, so somebody doesn't really need to train for that?
No, so a couple, not a couple years ago at this point, in 2021. In 2021, I was still working at the Scranton Times, and I rode my bike from, I think it was Fell Township, or maybe it was Forest City. I rode my bike with Owen Worsbit. He's works for the Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority, which maintains the Heritage Trail. We rode our bikes 30 miles, and this was before some of the trail improvements were made on the Heritage. There's more sections of the trail now. It was the anniversary of the Lackawanna Valley Heritage Authority. But the reason we started where we started was because it's mostly downhill. Mm-hmm. So just that kind of 30 miles we did that day, it took us 3, maybe 4 hours. And we stopped along the way. We talked a lot about, the eventual trail improvements and, you know, the 40 or so years of the organization. So I was in decent biking shape, but I think I would have been okay if I was in less decent biking shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The second half of the trail, that is all unfamiliar territory to me. And I said I would have joined, but my cousin is getting married that weekend, so I can't go on the bike tour.
Alrighty.
Unfortunately. But it is biking season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place to go biking?
I love biking on the Archibald section of the Heritage Trail. It's just a very beautiful, I mean, I love the trail in general, but it's a very beautiful part of the trail. And then when we're talking about the Heritage and where it connects with the D&H Trail, that's really cool. You know, you could park in Carbondale right off Main Street. And then you could ride all the way up into Susquehanna County, and you could kind of just keep going for miles, which is nice. And then you turn back around and you just kind of coast back to Carbondale. Those are kind of two of my favorite spots. I do find myself in like riding a lot on the Scranton section of the Heritage Trail just because it's really accessible from where I live. But all of these long distance trails are just a great resource to have in our community. There's even the DNL Trail, which is another Rails the Trails long distance trail. I'm using the word trail a lot here.
Yeah.
In our region that you could bike and run and walk on to.
Now, you shared a resource, you know, in another podcast about how to find trails for walking and hiking. Mm-hmm. Is there a separate resource for biking trails, or do you use that same app?
All Trails, yeah. I would probably use All Trails. You know what? That's a good question. I haven't really looked much into biking trails, like, from an app perspective. I think because with a hike, I'll get lost and I'll be okay with that. But when I'm biking, I don't think I want to get lost yet.
Mm-hmm. And some trails are not accessible for bikes, or yeah, they don't allow bikes.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. But the Heritage Trail, the DNH, the DNL, even the Levee Trail, I haven't ridden that yet, but I know a lot of people do. Just they're very accessible for biking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are off-road. So if you're new to cycling and you may not want to navigate around cars or stop signs or whatnot, a trail that doesn't go off-road, or maybe you just have to cross a road here and there, is like a really good resource if you want to get into biking.
Yeah.
And a lot of them allow e-bikes of a certain category up to a certain speed, which is another story I worked on last year.
Yep.
Just kind of looking at some issues with e-bikes and what actually classifies something as an e-bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are certainly becoming more popular. Mm-hmm. Now, what about mountain biking? Have you ever done that?
No, I have not done mountain biking, but we've talked about this in the podcast before. Lackawanna State Park is like my favorite park to hike at, but that's also like a major mountain biking recreational opportunity. You know, every time we're hiking up there, there's always people on mountain bikes. And I know a lot of the local like youth teams train there for mountain biking. I'm not opposed to it, but I just like my road biking, my gravel biking. I think I like a smoother surface.
Right, right. Well, there's always more to explore and
yeah,
you know, more challenges to think about in the
yeah,
future. All right, cool. Anything more you want to add about this story?
I just wanted to talk a little bit, like, I think it, you know, we're in biking season right now. And I think I, you know, just kind of wanted to reiterate, I always wear my helmet. But it is Pennsylvania state law that if you're under the age of 12, you must have a helmet on. I have a cool blue one and I probably look like a dork in it and I don't care. You know, it's just, you pop it on your head and you forget it's there. And also, if you're going to go out biking, you know, maybe you have a bike in your garage that you kind of want to like dust off and, you know, get out on the trail. You should follow the ABCs of biking. So check the air in your tires, check your brakes, and then check your chain. And, you know, there's a lot of biking businesses around here that you can go and bring your bike for a tune-up if you don't feel like you can do that on your own.
Yeah, that's smart. Just like a car, you know, we need to take care of it to make sure we stay safe on
yeah,
the road.
I've had my chain pop off on my bike before while I was biking, and it's just good to kind of know how to put that back on. And you may get a little greasy, but whatever.
Right.
I've gotten dirty before.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing today.
Yeah.
Hopefully we inspire some people to go on that biking trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's it for this episode of Good Natured, a podcast all about optimism and the great outdoors. For more from Discover NEPA, visit discovernepa.com. And we have more reporting from the WVIA news team at wvia.org. I'm Haley O'Brien. We'll see you next month.